This is Living the RV Dream, episode 251 for Friday, August 19th, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world. Full-timers, part-timers, van dwellers, boondockers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. Oh man, I'm going to have to write this down, am I not? Oh well, anyway, I'm feeling a little loopy today because it's been a long day. But let me recap what's happened over the past week. Here, remember I told you last week's episode, I recorded it earlier. Early, because I was going to depart with mom to the West. But this is what happened. First, the part that I was expecting to arrive didn't arrive until Thursday. And then mom wasn't feeling very well. And she didn't tell me at the beginning. But then when was it? I think Thursday was the day that she finally told me that, you know, she wasn't going to be able to make it to this trip. She wasn't feeling up to the task, you know, and she's been to the doctor ever since, and she's better, but as a result, I'm here solo. I had to make the cross-country trip solo, and it was a little rushed. It's been a heck of a week, let me tell you. It's been good in many ways, but Friday, I departed from Miami. I spent Friday night at Pelicamp. Then I spent Saturday night in Nashville. I spent Sunday night, it's just east of Kansas City. The name of the town escapes me right now. And then Monday night, I spent in Goodland, Kansas, to arrive here on Tuesday to where I am, which is Sun Outdoors, Rocky Mountains. This used to be called a River Run RV Resort. You know, Sun Outdoors have been rebranding a lot of the places they've been buying. And of course, I published the Pelican Head update for the patrons and members, in which I told you, you know, this is what happened. Yeah, I'm in Colorado, and it's kind of cool to be able to do this. I mean, it's tiring, but within 4 days, you know, I was out here. It was and that new truck is meant for the open road. Let me tell you, I wouldn't have been able to do this, or it would have been a much more challenging task with my old tow vehicle with the Colorado. The Starship here, it's like the Starship Enterprise. You go warp one, engage, and it just goes. And it has this cool feature that if you're about to swerve off the lane, you know, it kind of nudges you back in automatically. It has that kind of like a little bit of an autopilot setting, which on the interstate is cool. On the windy roads of Rocky Mountain National Park, it could be a little unnerving. So I've turned it up off from time to time. But anyway, that's why I'm here. I had this hard date, you know, with Sun Outdoors. I had to do this sponsored stay here, and you're gonna watch a video about this probably in about 2 weeks or so. And one cool thing, I met in person with another YouTube channel. Their name is RV Texas Y'all, Tom and Stacy. And I mean, we've been following each other for a very long time, and I'm walking. I mean, this RV resort, well, you'll see the video, has all the amenities, even a bar, actually two bars, one by the pool and one by what they call the community center. And yeah, it is not cheap by any means, but it's like the epitome of glamping. Let me tell you, this place. I was walking into the because the first day was a rainy day. I'll tell you all about it. And I was just doing, you know, without the cameras. I was just, you know, looking at everything, you know. It had stopped raining, but it was kind of an ugly day, you know, cloudy, overcast. So I wanted to film the brunt of my filming on a nice, sunny, blue sky day, which we had a couple of those ever since. So I'm walking into the bar, and they're there, you know, dining with some of their fans. And And you know that we've pretty much hung out every night ever since. Actually, they just left. We had a campfire tonight here at my site. We did a video for them. They made a cameo appearance on my video, which will come out eventually. And it was cool. I visited, of course, Rocky Mountain National Park. It's definitely on the top tier national park. I wouldn't put it on my top 10. But it's up there. It's beautiful. I mean, the mountains are beautiful. And I went to this. The only thing that I don't like, and I guess they have their reasons, unless you arrive there like at 9 a.m., like I did this morning. This morning I arrived at 8 a.m. at the park, and I left like at 6 p.m. I spent the whole day in the park. That's why I'm so tired. You have to make a reservation. It's only $2, but it's the fact that you have to make a timed reservation for you to arrive at the park between 9 and... They give you like a two-hour window, and also with the option to take the road to Bear Lake, which is a beautiful lake. And I'll post some pictures on Instagram here real soon. But that's an extra permit that you have to get, and they do have a checkpoint on that one. And I was able to get a reservation for today at 2 p.m. So, you know, I did some other things in the park. I took a dirt road that they have. I did a couple of short hikes. Time flies when you're at a national park. But beautiful. I'm going to stay in Colorado for another couple of days. But now I think the next couple of days after tomorrow, after the live stream, tomorrow for you guys, today for me, the other way around, actually. Today for you guys, tomorrow for me, because I'm recording this on Thursday evening, actually kind of late, so I'm going to make the episode short this time around. Next week, I'll have a lot to talk about, but it's been that kind of week, just driving for five days, actually, and then having fun here for another two. The first day I basically did a video on the RV resort, and then I went in the afternoon to the park for a little bit. I was able to get a 4 p.m. Timed entrance, and I'm like, yeah, sure. They go on sale the day off at, the day before at 6 p.m., so I didn't know that. So yesterday I got one at 4 p.m., today I got one at 2 p.m., but I arrived in the park before 9 p.m. so I could get in without having a reservation. I just spent the whole day in the park and then used my reservation for Bear Lake. I hope that makes sense. I don't think I'm making any sense today. But we had a very nice campfire with Tom and Stacy, and it's been a very eventful and fun week. I haven't been able to edit much video, so tomorrow I'll try and finish Sunday's video, which is gonna end in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Let's listen to some of your voicemail, and I think we're gonna call it a short podcast today, because I'm really tired. I mean, it's tomorrow I'm gonna boondock somewhere in an undisclosed location here in Colorado, and we'll see if I like the boondocking site, I'll stay there. Otherwise, I'm gonna look for another place. But, yeah.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Repairing. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, I'm wondering, when are you planning to visit California again? Yes, and my second question is, are you planning to visit Indiana again? Yes, and my final question is, if you do visit Australia, are you planning to see Brisbane and Sydney? Yes. So today is Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. And by the time you're hearing this, it will be the 19th of August 2022. So see you at the live stream on Friday, August 19th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central. So, yes, so I also want to say thank you to Robert, because we did tell Robert about our live stream, And by the way, we will be live streaming every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Every day, or 4 p.m., and then we'll be live streaming at 2 p.m. starting September 13th. So, bye!
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your message. But Dylan is the only voicemail we got this week. So if you want to leave me a voice message that I can play here on the podcast, go to travelingrobert.com. And there should be a button that says leave me a message or send me a message. And that's how you do it. California, yes, we're going to California. Most likely we'll be in California next week, late next week. And then about Indiana. Well, I'm going to Indiana at some point in late September to pick up or to at least to look at what could be Minitini 4. We don't know yet. That's it. About Australia, yes, Brisbane, Sydney, Perth, even Alice Springs, if I can make it there. So that's it for this episode. I appreciate you guys listening to me every week here. It's been a rough week in the sense that first, a lot of driving, and now it's been two non-stop days. So I wasn't even going to do the podcast, but I wanted to have something on the feed for today. So you know where I am, you know what I'm doing, you know where I'm going. We're going to California, probably with a layover in Vegas, because people Las Vegas. And then we're going north to Oregon. Yeah, that's kind of the plan. In any case, until next week, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road. Because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Because I'm free in my RV.